Bruchim abayim to another week of Parsha Insights. Parsha's Vayakel. The shir is said, L'zecher nishmas u'le ili nishmas. Rebecca bas Serina and Leon ben Rachel, may their neshama toiras have a lichte gigan eden. There were two things that were the impetus for choosing the subject matter for, we just mentioned your parents' name about 5 seconds ago, so you could say amen to the bracha that we said. There were two things that were the impetus for choosing the topic for tonight's shiur. Number one, we try to mention most weeks that one of the greatest reasons, or one of the most important things I feel people should try to take out from our Parsha Insights every week, besides the Chidushim and hopefully the Torah that you find enjoyable, but it should enhance our Shabbos Kodesh. I often mention, let it be that on Shabbos, you're sitting at your table, you're sitting with your family, a chavrusa, you're walking to shul, you're going, whatever it is, and you say over some of the thoughts or divrei Torah, the vertlach, or the story, or the muster points on Shabbos. I've asked that countless times. And I say that so that our Shabbos Kodesh become elevated. We give to our Shabbos Kodesh, of course, more than the Yid keeps Shabbos, Shabbos keeps the Yid. But we have to do our share to try to bring about that level of exaltedness to Shabbos, since I often mention one of the most important things in the Parsha Insights is to share them on Shabbos, to elevate our Shabbos. Additionally, if you take a look in Parshas Vayakel, the first thing that's spoken about, mamish, in the very, very beginning, is obviously the Shabbos. Eile hadvorim asher tziva Hashem la'aseis oisam sheishes yomim te'esem melocha uvayayim hashvi yeh lechem kodesh Shabbos shabbosan Hashem. We talk about Shabbos. Now, many people do discuss, what is Shabbos doing here? We are in the middle of many parshiyos about the big day kahuna, about the kelim in the Mishkan, Truma, Tetzava, Vayakel, Pekudei, and here in the middle we seem to have Shabbos Kodesh, and there are many answers, some well-known, some not as well-known. I'm not here to address that. But I do, for the two reasons that I mentioned a moment ago, want to dedicate the shir to some chedushim, some things that will hopefully bring about a better observance and appreciation of our Shabbos. It opens the Parsha, Parshas Vayakel. It's interesting to note that the pasuk that introduces Shabbos says, Eile hadvorim asher tziva Hashem, these are the things that Hashem commanded and told Moshe Rabbeinu, and said to them, in other words, Moshe told Klal Yisrael, these are the things that Hashem said, La'asos oisam. And the first one we just mentioned was Shabbos. Those are interesting two words to use. When teaching Klal Yisrael about Shabbos, it says, La'asos oisam. Do it. Do them. That's not usually the verbiage that we speak about regarding Shabbos. I keep Shabbos. I watch Shabbos. I honor Shabbos. What does it mean I do Shabbos? La'asos oisam, do it. What type of expression is that? What is the Ribbono Shel Olam conveying to us regarding Shabbos with these words? La'asos oisam, the Chofetz Chaim. Zecher Tzadik v'kodosh levracha ki yedua, he tells us that by Shabbos, there are two aspects involved in keeping Shabbos. Mind you, I'm not referring, one time we talk about Zohar Asyayim HaShabbos L'Kaddishai, and another time, Shomer. So there's Zohar Shabbos, Shomer Shabbos. What are the differences between those? One explanation is to keep the Asays. The other is not to violate the Los Asays, the prohibitions. Here the Chofetz Chaim is talking about two aspects of keeping Shabbos, and he explains, yes, similar to what we said just a moment before, one way to keep Shabbos is refraining from doing the forbidden acts. But then there's the positive aspect of Shabbos, of actually making and turning Shabbos into a holy day. In fact, if you'd like to see a beautiful proof to this, in the Friday night Zemer of Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i, the opening line of that beautiful Friday night Zemer, Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i Karayuloi, and Kol Shomer Shabbos Kadosh Mechaluloi. You see, there's two separate levels. One level is Kol Shomer Shabbos, that you are safeguarding the Shabbos, Kadosh Mechaluloi. You're safeguarding it properly, and you're not desecrating it. That's a very nice level, and for that you'll be rewarded. But a much higher level would be the opening words of the Zemer, not merely Kol Shomer Shabbos, but Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i. Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i. You actually make it a day that's hallow. You make it a day that's kadosh. Karayulai as befits it. For that, you're not only rewarded for that level. Again, allow me to repeat, not for the level merely of Kol Shomer Shabbos, but for the far more exalted level of Kol Mekadesh, for that the reward is Sechordai Harbe Me'od Al Pifa Aloi. For that, every person gets exceedingly great reward, each one according to their level of how much they were Mekadesh Shabbos. Moreover, Rabbi say it's not enough to be someone who's Kol Shomer Shabbos. I hope at the end of this year we have a finer and more acute sensitive appreciation for being, and hopefully we'll discuss some very practical ways to achieve this goal of becoming Kol Mekadesh. And for that, as I just said, Secharo Harbe Me'od Al Pi Pa'aloi, the reward for that is something that's exceedingly great. And that is what the Chofetz Chaim says the Pasuk is trying to convey to us regarding Shabbos. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam says, and Moshe gives it over, here is Shabbos, La'asos Oysam. La'asos Oysam means it's not enough to keep Shabbos and safeguard Shabbos, but La'asos, you got to do Shabbos. And that's in those two words. La'asos Oysam, you have to do it, you have to make it, you have to create it. You have to become one who is called Mekadesh. Might I just show you that it's interesting, when it spoke about Kol Shomer, which is good, albeit, but it's the lower level, it says Kol Shomer Shabbos. But here, by being Mekadesh, which is the higher level, the level of La'asos Oysam, do something, there it says Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i. It doesn't say Kol Mekadesh Shabbos. Interesting to note. I think perhaps the definition and the explanation, I should say, might be maybe the Zemer is teaching us the power of La'asos, the power of doing, the power of infusing the day with real Kedusha is precisely being taught that you could change a day that's normally Yom HaShvi'i into a Shabbos Kodesh. Maybe that's what the Zemer is teaching us. Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i Karayuloi. It's a day that starts as the seventh day, Zayom Shvi'i. But by being Mekadesh the Shvi'i, you turn it into a day of Shabbos. That's the power of La'asos Oysam. That's the power of the higher level of doing something, a positive act, thinking positively, making Shabbos into a holy day. And maybe that's indicated by the fact that it says, Kol Mekadesh Shvi'i. You have the power to turn a Yom HaShvi'i into a Yom Shabbos Kodesh. How? Through the act of La'asos Oysam. Certainly many ways to achieve the La'asos Oysam through our Divrei Torah, our added kavana in davening, spending time with the family and our children and our spouse that perhaps during the week doesn't always happen as much as we would often. Shabbos is on the word shavas. Shavas is to return. We're returning to the way it was when a person wasn't so busy and had time to focus on their closer connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Zmirois, the Torah, the proper Shabbos Suda, the time well spent with the family, the time in learning, etc. Before we continue, I want to just parenthetically mention something, but I'm deliberately not giving examples. Until now, we spoke about two nekudas, the aseis and the lois aseis, the zohar and the shamar, the two things that the Chofetz Chaim spoke about, the lower level of kol shomer Shabbos and the higher level of kol mikadei shvi. The lower level, which is of course an exalted level, but between the two, the lower, of not violating the prohibitions, but the more exalted level of la'aseis isam. I'd like to throw in another component which I think is not spoken about often enough, and that's what we would call Zilzal Shabbos. And the best way to translate that in English would be, it's not in the spirit of Shabbos. And I am deliberately not giving examples, although I'm tempted to, because it may very well be that what is one community is viewed as one thing and another community is viewed differently. And I'm bound to give an example where in one community and another community, it's seen in two different ways. I cannot tell you how often I'll get asked the question, and Baruch Hashem that I do. Chazdei Hashem, I want those that are, you knew the line was coming sooner than later. I want those who are with me now, even though it's a Monday night in the Heichal, or those who are listening live, or those who will listen to the recording when it's sent out in all the places, to hear me clearly. It's very impressive that the people ask the shilas. And the shila will be, I know this isn't usher, but can I do the following? I know that it's not prohibited. You can't show me where it says it's mamish usher, but can the following be done? And now you could fill in the blank with all the examples I'm not giving. You're right, Rabbi Isai. There may be many things that I can't point and show you it's usher. It's categorically forbidden. But then there's a much finer sensitivity called, is it in the spirit of Shabbos? Shabbos has a different spirit. Just like a person has a neshama yesera, Shabbos has a neshama yesera. I'm suggesting that perhaps we know we do have a neshama yesera. Maybe Shabbos also has a neshama yesera. In other words, Shabbos has a different spirit. And I'm just suggesting, without giving examples, that people think long and hard about not only if it's mutter, usser, can, cannot, permitted, absolutely forbidden, is it in the spirit of Shabbos? Is it in the spirit of Shabbos to do? And now you can suggest whatever it is in each community is or isn't appropriate. It's Zilzal Shabbos. It's not in the spirit of. And if we have a Neshama Yisera, perhaps Shabbos also has a Neshama Yisera. And we better make sure that it's in the spirit of Shabbos, all the things that we do or that we are not doing. Shabbos, as I told you a moment ago, from the word Shavas, to return, the Sfasema speaks about it, is a day to return to our roots, to return to the way it was before the Chet of Adam and Chava, where there was total spirituality for 24, 25 hours. I can connect with Hashem. I can connect with myself. I can connect with my family with the ways we mentioned earlier. There's a deeper love and connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'd like to share with you something beautiful brought down in the Sefer, the Parsha of Emunah. Actually, I'm holding it up here in the Heichal. You could see it. I'm very proud of this Sefer, the Parsha of Emunah. Every single week, there are multiple pshatim brought down on Parshas HaShavua, and every theme eventually makes its way back, as the title suggests, to Emunah. It was written by my dear cousin, Reb Chaim Elio Meir Weinberg. And Reb Chaim Weinberg, actually a couple of years ago, he was kind enough to send me this copy and inscribe it, and I use it as often as I can. This sefer that I'm holding up, the Parsha of Emunah, absolutely a gem, a priceless masterpiece from my dear cousin. And so in the Parsha, he brings down the Chavetz Chaim that I shared with you earlier on the word La'asos Isam, and then he starts to lead into Emunah and Bitachon. But I want you to listen to me carefully, don't lose me, because this will be the springboard to the next part of the shir. Shabbos is a day like Olam Haba. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, which is the greatest joy, Olam Haba. Shabbos is an experience that resembles that. Shabbos is a day that we are to feel closer to Hashem, to feel more connected to our Creator, more than the other days of the week. And some of the tefillos indicate that. While I daven Ashkenaz, for those who daven Nusach Svard, you'll see that in the Shachris every morning before Shema, the bracha that precedes Shema is Avas Olam. But on Shabbos, if you daven Nusach Svard, you replace Avas Olam, good for you, with Ava Rabba. Because during the week, there's Avas Olam. But on Shabbos, Nusach Svard changes that to Ahava Rabba. There's a greater love. There's a closer connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we will feel more of Hashem's love. Similarly, if you have Shemona Esrei on Yom Tov, sometimes we have Yom Tov, Shabbos, same day. What do we add into that Shemona Esrei when it's Shabbos? We add the word when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, the word, the Ahava. We add that in our Shemona Esrei. Once again, there's that added dimension. There are multiple examples of the Ava, 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 the deep and intense connection and love with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But he points out so beautifully, and this I think is critical to hear. Don't make the following mistake. It doesn't mean that Hashem actually loves us more on Shabbos. The Ribbono Shel Olam's love for us, this day, that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. But since we on Shabbos are on a higher level, we're able to feel that love to a greater degree and a greater connection. It's a myridika, myridika deher. And that's why we opened up by stressing that there has to be not enough to make sure you're a Shomer Shabbos, but you're Mekadei Shvi'i. We stress the fact that it's not enough to just not do the prohibitions, but it has to be a day of La'asos Isam. We're not just a people that keep Shabbos and watch Shabbos. We do Shabbos. And part of doing Shabbos, as I said a few moments ago, is realizing we have to start training ourselves and our children. But is it in the spirit of Shabbos? And why is all of this so important? Now we've taken it to the next level because that helps us not with the Avas Olam, but with the Ahava Rabba. That helps us with the Yom Tov on Shabbos where we add in the word Ahava. In other words, all of that keeping Shabbos and doing Shabbos to a greater degree, it makes us on a higher level. I reiterate what we said a moment ago. It does not mean Hashem actually loves us on Shabbos more. It means by doing everything we've spoken since the Shir started, and it might be through Zmirois or a proper walk or connecting with ourselves or with our family at greater davening, not running out of shul, whatever it might be, we are on a higher level. And when you're on a higher level, now you're on a higher level, you're able to feel that love of Hashem to a greater degree. Meiridik in the Welt. Says the Chayvas Halavavos, when it comes to Bitachon, if I were to ask you, you trust that person? You trust that person? Why do you trust that person? First and foremost reason that you would give me why you trust that person would be his great love for you. That person has such a great love for me. It is that love, first and foremost, that makes me trust that person. And that, says the Chayvas Halavavos, is the pshat. On Shabbos, when we feel more connected to Hashem, we now feel more of Hashem's love for us. When we feel Hashem's love for us, our level of bitachon, our level of emunah, has now grown as well. What a myridika concept. Mamish, three simple steps. Step number one, Shabbos is a day of la'asos oisam, learning what's in the spirit of Shabbos, doing things. Now that you've come to that level, now you've achieved a second level. Since you're on a higher level, you're able to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love on a deeper, more connected level. Now that you feel that love and that connection more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we said a moment ago, if you were to ask somebody, oh, you trust that person? What's the biggest reason you trust that person? I put my trust, or I trust that person because of the love that they have for me. So now on Shabbos that you've achieved the second level of realizing, now I can see it more clearly. Now I know more clearly because I'm greater. I can feel more closely the connection to Hashem. I see and I feel and I sense how much He loves me. When you realize how much Hashem loves you, you're able to grow in your level of bitachin. That's mamish, the 1, 2, 3 we have to remember. La'asois brings a deeper ahava, and ahava brings greater bitachin. For as we said a moment ago, the more that you love a person, obviously here the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the more you feel Hashem's love for you, the more that you grow in your levels of bitachon. If you think about it, Rabbi Isai, so much of Shabbos, time and time again, brings us to greater levels of emunah and bitachon. Let's begin the following journey. Reb Shlomo Gansfried in his Sefer Apiryon, in other words, the Mechaber of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Apiryon, says one of the most beautiful pshatim regarding Shabbos I have ever heard or seen. And it's mamish a fabulous dover to add to the chayvas halavavas that we just said. That since we feel a greater connection to Hashem and we feel more of His love for us, if we feel more of His love for us, it brings us to higher levels of emunah and bitachon in our Creator. Says the Apiryon, if you take a look in the beginning of the parasha, there are two questions that should bother you. Number one, Sheishes yomim te'osa melacha, 6 days work shall be done. Uvayayim ha-shvi'i, yiyalachem kodesh shabbos shabbosim Hashem, on the seventh day, it's a day of complete rest. Question number one, if the point of the Pasuk is to restrict the work on the seventh day, then why doesn't the Pasuk just say it straight out? Uvayayim ha-shvi'i, on the seventh day, don't do any work. It doesn't say that, though. It says on the seventh day it should be for you Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbosim. If the point is that on the seventh day of the week you're not allowed to work, just say, and on the seventh day don't do any work. Secondly, the Apiryon wonders, it doesn't say that 6 days you actually do work. Isn't that an interesting lashon? What does it say? Sheishes, good for you. You're getting it. Sheishes yomim te'asa melacha, 6 days of the week, work shall be done. What message is the Torah giving us by wording the command that way? Just say 6 days a week you work. Apiryon answers both questions mamish with the fundamental yesod we just spoke about of emunah and bitachon. A person who honestly believes that his parnassos from the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's able to experience a very true sense of rest on Shabbos. Might I add, the more emunah and bitachon you have in Hashem, that your parnassah is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the greater sense of rest you have on Shabbos. Because if I realize that the amount of effort or my business acumen or my knowledge and whatever it is, my abilities, that's not what determined my income. The Ribbono Shel Olam has determined it. Of course we do hishtaglos, but you think it's koichi v'oitzim yadi? It's me and my business acumen, and I'm brilliant, and I know the market, and I know the housing, and I know, what do you know? The more a person realizes this, the more he takes off the seventh day with absolutely no regrets whatsoever. He knows the 6 days that I work is no different from the seventh day that I don't. Just like the 6 days that I work and make money is only because Hashem desired it, so there's not going to be a loss of income from Shabbos either. Everything is dictated by the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if you have a person, on the other hand, who thinks, Kaychi v'aytzim yadi, it's my hard work, and I'm so talented, and my business acumen, and I'm brilliant, and I know the market, and I know the housing, and I read all the books, that person's going to have a very hard time resting on Shabbos, because he views all the profits that he made during the 6 days as me, and I, and me, and I, and me, and I. So then the time working, not working on Shabbos, he's going to think, wow, I'm losing extraordinary profit. So he may not be working, but he's not going to be resting with any tranquility. He'll be eating himself up. I could be working today and making that money. That's what the Torah is teaching us. How much emunah and bitachon do you have that your parnasa comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam? Look at me, Rabbi Yisai. How much emunah and bitachon do you have that everything that happens and everything that a person gets and their zeich and privilege to have, that's from the Ribbono Shel Olam? And that's what the Torah is teaching us, and we just answered both questions. Because a person who has strong emunah and bitachon will be able to enjoy Shabbos more, rest with tranquility. His seventh day and his 6 days, he realizes what I make and what I don't make, everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He'll be able to have a beautiful and tranquil Shabbos. And that's why the Pasuk says, Sheishes yomim te'osa melacha. 6 days, work shall be done. It doesn't say 6 days, you work. 6 days, you work. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say 6 days you work. It says Sheishes yomim te'esa melacha. For 6 days work shall be done. Meaning to say work is done as if it's on its own. Of course we put in hishtavlus. And of course we must do our hishtavlus. But the point of the Torah wording it not as 6 days you work, but 6 days work shall be done, is as if it tells you it's happening on its own. The blessings are found materially and from everything from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all our work would be for nothing. It's not that you work for 6 days. Work is done. That's your level of emunah and bitachon. When a person realizes that level of earning his livelihood, he's going to truly appreciate Shabbos. It's going to be a tranquil day. He'll be able to rest on that day. We've now answered the other question. What was our other question? Why doesn't it just say, and on the seventh day, don't do any work? No, that's not the point. If you're able to be, Rabbi, I hear this line, if you're able to be the type of person, not who works 6 days, but who realizes Sheishes Yomim Te'osa Melacha, work is done, then for you, Uvayayim Ashvi Yilechem Kodesh. It's not just that the seventh day is going to be the lower level. Oh, don't work on the seventh day. You've now created from the seventh day a day where you're able to appreciate the Kedusha of Shabbos. Hence it says not just not to work on the seventh day, but you know what you've created from the seventh day? Kodesh Shabbos Shabbos on Hashem. What a meiridik avot from Apiryon. What an incredible vort. To we who work on our emunah and bitachon and realize that parnasos from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the 6 days become Sheishes Yomim Te'osa Melacha, as if it's done on its own. The Ribbono Shel Olam does it. That person, it's not merely that on the seventh day thou shalt not work. Uvayayim Hashvi, you've now made it Kodesh. You've made it Shabbos Shabbosin. You've made it a day of beautiful tranquility and advanced Kedusha. Rabbi Yisai, to conclude, a vart we've said many times, see, it's also brought down from the Ostrich Rebbe. One of the reasons, there are many reasons why there's a minhag of eating fish on Shabbos. You know, many times we've spoken something unique about fish. In fact, that's why Klal Yisrael is compared to Dagim. If a person were to watch in the water a large fish chasing a smaller one for its next meal, and then you would cut open that larger fish after catching it, you would obviously expect to find the tail of the small fish at the back of the large one and the head of the small fish at the front of the large one, because it just swallowed what it was chasing and pursuing. Almost always when you cut open the larger fish, much to your surprise, if it swallowed a smaller fish, the head of the smaller fish will be by the back and the tail of the larger fish. What happened? It turned around? Obviously it didn't turn around. What occurred was that while that larger fish was chasing the smaller fish and it was so sure, that's my next meal, that's my next meal, that's where, all of a sudden out of nowhere, absolutely out of nowhere, in the opposite direction, a small fish comes from the opposite direction straight into the mouth of a large fish. And since it came from the opposite direction straight in, the head of the small fish is now in the back and the tail of the larger fish. But the fish was so sure that that one that it was chasing was its next meal, only to find out of nowhere it's actually from another. Klal Yisrael is compared to Dagim, for that's the way it is with our parnasa. We're so sure it's that deal and that's going to bring it, and the Ribbono Shel'olam could create that out of nowhere, all of a sudden the opposite direction. A phone call comes in, a deal is made, an envelope arrives, someone starts talking, a business agreement is made out of nowhere, and that's where the parnasa now comes from. Says the Asher Sarebbe, that's one of the reasons that there's the minhag to eat fish on Shabbos. Eating fish is to remind us of that lesson of bitachon. The minhag of eating fish on Shabbos is to remind us of that level and lesson of bitachon, that when one opens the larger fish, more often than not, the head of the small is in the back, to remind us the Ribbono Shel'olam dictates where parnasa comes from. We do our ishtadlus, but we realize sheishes yomim te'osem alocha, as if it's done on his own. And that's one of the reasons there's the minhag to eat fish. Myra v'rabbeisai, I hope Be'ezras Hashem, certainly I hope this shir is spoken about on Shabbos. I hope it every week. But the shir about Shabbos, I for sure want repeated on Shabbos. I think we have steps that are easy enough to remember. It's a day not only to be shomer, but a day to be mekadesh. It could turn a shvi'i into a Shabbos. It's a day to remember to tell ourselves and our family, but is it in the spirit of Shabbos? If we have a neshama yisera, perhaps Shabbos does as well. What are we doing to the spirit of Shabbos? The greater we become, the more we feel that love. That love is always there. But on Shabbos, do we hear what we're saying? It's such a golden opportunity. It's a priceless gift that the greater we become, the more we feel His love, the more we feel the connection. And the more you feel Hashem's love, the greater your level of bitachon. Because we have emuna and bitachon on greater levels when we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. That emuna bitachon manifests itself throughout Shabbos. We must make sure we are a people not that work 6 days, as much as we understand work is done, for Hashem runs the world. Then we'll merit not only that the seventh day is a day not to work, but it's a day that's kodesh Shabbos Shabbosayim. And may we be zeicha, Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. May we merit through our keeping of Shabbos, Chazal tell us if all of Klal Yisrael will keep days Shabbosos, two Shabbosos. Some say it doesn't mean two Shabbosos quantitatively, but in one Shabbos, qualitatively, you keep both aspects of Shabbos, the Zachar v'Shomer, the do's, the don'ts, the being Mekadosh it, the being the Shomer it. May we be Zoicha that all of Klal Yisroel will keep quantitatively and qualitatively both aspects of Shabbos, so that we could mamish merit now the yom shekuloi Shabbos.